Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post introduced an updated consensus statement on the psychological issues related to illness and injury in athletes and the team physician. The second post reviewed an article where the authors reported that if we compare a post-surgical knee to the uninvolved limb, it may be ideal to test the uninvolved limb prior to surgery rather than later. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors compared limb symmetry indices and estimated pre-injury capacity among 70 ACL reconstruction patients. Each participant completed an evaluation prior to an ACL reconstruction, and again at 6 months post-ACL reconstruction. The evaluation included quadricep strength testing and four single-legged hop tests. At 2 years after the ACL reconstruction, participants then reported if they experienced a new ACL injury in the prior 2 years. The authors estimated pre-injury capacity by using a participant's involved limb at 6 months post-surgery in comparison to their uninvolved limb at the initial evaluation, which was prior to surgery. This differs from the limb symmetry index, which relies on the uninvolved limb's performance at the 6 month follow-up. The authors found that less people passed a 90% criteria on all tests when the estimated pre-injury capacity index was used compared with the limb symmetry index. During the 2 year follow-up, there were 11 participants that reported a second ACL injury. Among these, 8 of them passed the recommended 90% cutoff for limb symmetry index. However, only 2 of the 11 participants passed the 90% estimated pre-injury capacity cutoff. So in this study, the authors found that using the strength and functional performance of the uninvolved limb at the initial evaluation for comparative norms was better than assessing and comparing both limbs at 6 months after surgery. This is very interesting and makes sense because there may be adaptations that occur due to decreased physical activity levels during the post-surgical period. So comparing the limbs after this relative deconditioning may underestimate where the healthy limb usually is. It would also be interesting to see how the injured limb performed prior to surgery, for example during a preseason screening, and how those measurements compare to the non-injured limb at the time of injury. This pre-surgery assessment strategy, however, is still vulnerable to arguments that the healthy limb may not be a good reference point at all because there may have been predisposing reason as to why the person got injured in the first place that affects both limbs. So for example, if you remember that individuals with an ACL injury are at high risk to injure their contralateral knee, then it raises the concern that the contralateral knee in the first place was not a good reference knee. Regardless, these findings support the use of the estimated pre-injury capacity index instead of the limb symmetry index. This would be appealing because it's using a snapshot of where they were closest to their competitive physical activity state. It would not take much longer to do these assessments on the healthy limb at your initial evaluation during a pre-surgical rehabilitation program. So this is an idea that would be easily implemented. It would be interesting to continue to follow these patients out and to not only compare their injury rates, but also monitor their patient-reported outcomes over a longer period of time, as well as the risk of developing osteoarthritis. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the posts, and our social media on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.